This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We've got Congressman Matt Gaetz, who will be on the show in hour number three at around 5:30 West Coast time, 8:30 East Coast time. A real firebrand, and I want his thoughts on mask mandates and vaccine mandates and how Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is handling it. My opinion is DeSantis is turning out to be the most fabulous governor in the United States of America by a mile. I just love the guy. He's fantastic. And look, everybody is scared of this vaccine mandate. Everybody is sick to their stomach about this. And it's really scary. Here's a guy who just wrote in, Bill. Bill says, I've been a Vegas resident since 2003. I turned 59 in February, so I'm the same age as yourself. Speak for yourself. You're younger than me. I wish I turned 59. I just turned 60. I'll take that extra year. I work as a field service technician for medical equipment. I've been doing so for the last 7 years. I listen to you on the radio as often as possible. Probably agree with 99% of what you have to say. I love it. All my fans say they agree with virtually everything I say, or 99%, virtually everything or 99%. I'd love to know what the 1% is that everyone disagrees with me on. Which one do you disagree with me on? I don't know how you can ever disagree on anything. What I wanted to let you know is that my company has stated they're going to start requiring mandatory COVID vaccination by the end of the year. I'm strongly opposed to this. I've stated it to my superiors. I am now fearful that I'll be terminated for taking a stand on the issue. My statement to my boss was my body, my choice, and I have not given you the power to make such demands in my personal life. I've also pointed out since I have HIPAA training every year, I am not required to reveal personal medical information to anyone except my personal medical provider. I was hopeful you might respond with some advice. Should I retain an attorney? Should I write it out? Let them make the next move? Seek other employment? I have more of a fight-than-flight attitude like you, so I'm inclined to hold my ground. Thanks for reading my rant, and I look forward to hearing from you, Bill. You know, and Bill, I'm going to answer you on the air. I'll probably send an email later, too, but I'm going to answer you on the air. In that I just don't have any advice. I'm not a lawyer. And so should you retain an attorney? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's an attorney you could find that would represent you. That's the problem with America. It's all bought and sold and owned and paid for by the bad side, by the evil side. And I've had other people write me and say they can't find an attorney that will fight this issue. You know? I mean, I would say try Joey Gilbert. Joey Gilbert, that's what I'm going to write you personally. I'll send you his personal email. See what Joey Gilbert has to say. He's planning on running for governor of this state, and he believes he's an attorney and a former boxer. I think a Golden Gloves champion, if I remember correctly. He's a real tough guy, and he hates mask mandates. He hates vaccine mandates. Maybe he'll fight for you, but I know people who have contacted me before from Vegas say they've tried every lawyer in Vegas, and nobody wants to represent them in this topic. It's just all a fixed rigged system, just like the election. It's unbelievable. And right along those lines, Moderna calls for a third shot of the vaccine to protect against new strains on the same day the company posts $4 billion in second quarter profit on the vaccine. $4 billion just on the vaccine, just in one quarter. Do you understand? It keeps going like that. They'll do $15 to $20 billion this year on just the vaccine. Do you think that maybe they have a conflict of interest? Dr. Walensky is the head of the CDC, the director, Rochelle Walensky of the CDC. In an interview last night with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, she said, our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work for Delta, but what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. What? What the F does that mean? Do you understand the lies they tell and the circles they speak in? You know, when I was a kid, we'd call it a circle with a J, and I'm not going to say the other word. But that's what this is, a big, giant, circular J. These people talk in circles. You can't understand a word they're saying. Yes, the vaccine's fantastic. Our statistics tell me it's great, but we can't prevent transmission anymore. What? Then what's great about it? You lying sack of crap. It just doesn't make sense. Here's the quote. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. And data out of every country in the world backs this up. Reuters says early signs COVID-19 vaccines may not stop Delta transmission, England says. Now, their argument is, if you suffer, here's Walensky again from last night's interview on CNN. If you suffer from a COVID-19 breakthrough case, first of all, there are millions of COVID-19 breakthrough cases happening. It's not a rare thing. You will likely only have mild illness and not be hospitalized, but you could pass the virus on to others. First of all, they lied. They said you couldn't get it. They said you wouldn't have to wear masks. They said that you couldn't pass it on to others. All of those are lies. Now they're falling back with, you'll only have mild symptoms, you won't be hospitalized. How come I know people who took the COVID and shot and they have been hospitalized? They are hospitalized. I know people who took the shot and died from COVID. But worse than that, I know lots of people who took the shot and the shot made them very, very sick, maybe forever. You know, autoimmune disease, heart inflammation, heart attacks. You're not hearing about all the people dropping dead of heart attacks after getting the COVID vaccine. That's the real answer to all these people. It's not that lots of people are getting COVID and you said they wouldn't. The real answer is, even if you're right, that the one thing it does is it makes sure that it's mild. And who am I? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. Who am I to disagree, other than the fact in Israel, in England, and in Singapore, all the new cases in the hospitals, hospitalized people, are vaccinated? So I think you're a total, complete liar. But who am I to say you're lying? Let's assume you're right. Let's assume you're actually telling the truth, that the hospitals are not full of vaccinated people. They're full of unvaccinated people. What if the unvaccinated people had gotten ivermectin? They'd never be in the hospital. How about if they'd taken vitamin E, vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc? Would they be in the hospital? I'd argue not, but it's just my opinion. It's an opinion show, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you, I've studied vitamins my entire life, nutrition and fitness my entire life. Matter of fact, my goal now is to be the Jack LaLanne of the United States of America in the next 10 years. Because I look great for my age. I'm in great shape. I want to be Jack LaLanne. I want to show America how to be healthy with vitamins, fitness, nutrition, good eating. And then you have a strong immune system, and none of this crap matters. I'm so sick of everybody putting up the white flag. They're so scared of COVID. No, COVID's an ape, but it's not King Kong. Stop telling me it's King Kong. Why'd you name it? It's COVID! No, it's the flu. No, it's a common cold. It's a virus that's been on this earth for many, many, many years. And we never ran from it before. Why are you running from it now? It's not King Kong. You gave it a badass name. So everyone's afraid of COVID. But no one's afraid of the flu. Nobody wants to get it. But nobody's scared to death of the flu. So you gave it a name. It's a nasty flu for some people. For many, many others, it's a flu with no symptoms at all. For many, many, many others, it's a flu with mild symptoms. And for an unlucky few, it's a flu that kills you. But guess what? Throughout the history of time, lots of people died of the flu, including my grandfather, who died of pneumonia after getting the flu. This is he was 93 years old. That's what happens to 93-year-olds, in case you didn't know. The average age of death of a man is, what, 75? So I think every day past 75, something's going to get you. It doesn't mean the world has to stop. And by the way, are the hospitals filled? Well, you heard one witness say the hospitals aren't filled. I think they lie about everything. Number two, I remember during the heart of the COVID crisis in March and April of 2020, so many experts were telling me what a lie it is. You can tell the truth and lie at the same time. what a lie it was when they said ICUs were filled and ERs were filled. Because all of them are meant to be expandable. And hospitals are notoriously cheap, and many of them are losing money. And so they keep, you know, out of 100 beds in their ICU, they make sure only 50 are staffed at all times. So it's easy to fill up an ER. It's easy to fill up an ICU. As soon as you have 50 people in a town of 2 million, the ICU is filled. We're all going to die. But they never announced that before. But the minute it gets to 50, they bring on new staff, and they could fill it to 100. It could actually expand to 150. So when they say 100% full, it means nothing. 100% of your 50 beds, but you've got another 100 beds that were unstaffed till now. So there's another one of the tricks and lies they pull. The third one is, how many of the people are illegal aliens? And by the way, I don't mean to be mean or a cheap shot here. None of them belong in this country. They're here illegally. But forget all that. They're all poor. I don't think you come over the border and you're rich. And they've spent their lives in poverty-stricken countries where people just die of diarrhea. People die of Ebola. And they come here and their immune system is destroyed from a lifetime of eating horrible food and no vitamins and no exercise other than walking, you know, hundreds of miles in the hot sun so they're ready to drop. Of course they've got COVID. And they're poor, so when they get here, they live in terrible conditions on top of one another. So if one person gets COVID, 18 sharing the same bathroom get COVID. So the hospital suddenly has 18 illegals from one family. But the rest of us who live in a private home in the suburbs don't have to give up our lives for that. When one 80-year-old man dies in Sydney of COVID, 6 million don't need to be locked down. It makes no sense and no common sense and no economic sense. It's economic disaster. And that's why my man, Ron DeSantis, had some great things to say. We'll talk about when we get back. He said, no, I will not fold to COVID crisis ever again. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROGRAM. Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
You know, it's not like I argue there is no COVID. People very close to me have gotten COVID. I know someone who died of COVID. I believe he wouldn't have died if he'd gotten ivermectin. His own family agrees with me. He wouldn't have died if he'd gotten ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus Z-Pak plus zinc. Addition of vitamin D3. Study after study shows COVID deaths can be dramatically eliminated with vitamin D. Large doses of vitamin D as well. So there's a lot of things that just are not being done. In China, they've done studies with intravenous vitamin C. Not vitamin C, intravenous vitamin C against cancer and against COVID. And they've had some success. So, you know, I just mention all these things. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not prescribing anything. I just try and tell you about alternative therapies that have proven over the years to be very effective against viral and against colds and against flu and against cancer and against lots of things. The answer is not chemotherapy and radiation and cutting into people and vaccines and you know, expensive drugs. That's not always the answer. Ivermectin is a simple, cheap, parasitic killer. It kills parasites in your stomach and in animal stomachs. It's a parasite remover. And hydroxychloroquine is for malaria. And they're both cheap and very few side effects and very safe, every doctor tells me. And yet there's been this concerted effort around the world to stop people from using these things. So they wind up in the hospital, and then they claim, oh, Wayne Root, he says it's no big deal. Well, you're right. If you just used the right drugs, you might have avoided any stay in the hospital. That's what I want. I don't want you to go near a hospital. People die in hospitals. I don't go near hospitals. I want nothing to do with a hospital. People don't come out of a hospital. You know, that's a line I've used for 40 years now. I don't go near hospitals. People die in hospitals. Who the hell wants a hospital? People don't get better in hospitals. People die in hospitals. Matter of fact, in England, the stat was, I think it was 60% of all the people in the hospital with COVID got COVID after they got to the hospital. They didn't have it before they got to the hospital. They came to the hospital for another medical procedure, and they caught COVID in the hospital. Now they're in the hospital for COVID. Do you ever hear this on any other show? This is a large, large, big, significant issue. People are catching COVID in the hospital when they go there for other illnesses. But they're not catching COVID outside and then going to the hospital for COVID. So you think England's different than America, really? Sponsor of this segment of the show, speaking of health, is Energized Health. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you, and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one free offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action, so get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It'll change your life forever, at least has the potential to, just as it did for me. It has the potential to change your life forever, but it did for me. Lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, look and feel the best of my life. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Those don't work. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com right now. Click on the red button and schedule your free consultation, 40% discount, and add the person you love for free. So, look, I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of Ron DeSantis. I think he's great. If Trump didn't exist, if he was just a figment of my imagination, I'd be all in right now for DeSantis for President of the United States. I may already be all in for DeSantis as President of the United States, or he may wind up being Trump's VP. But he is a great, great candidate. Today, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida was pressed about establishing another public health emergency for the recent increase in COVID cases. You know, supposedly Florida's in crisis. They have the most cases in the country. And he had one response for anyone asking. No. DeSantis said between the vaccinations, which were done, and then the treatments, those combined, can reduce this to basically a flu-level risk. He mentioned the reduction in mortality of the elderly. He has promoted the vaccine, by the way. I don't, but has maintained he will not impose a mandate for the vaccine. See, that's freedom and choice. That's great. Nothing. If you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. It's the latest in reporting for traditional media outlets that are eager to force DeSantis into action because they see him as a threat to their radical agenda. And every time one person dies, it's DeSantis. Florida's dying. Florida's exploding. My friends own restaurants in Florida. Business has never been better. And none of their employees ever seem to get sick. Isn't that strange? Waitresses, Costco cashiers, all kind of plumbers, electricians. No one ever gets COVID. No one ever dies from COVID. Who is that's dying? It's not electricians.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. I've got a great commentary that I read in hour number one. Many of you only get an hour of the show here or there, a half hour of the show here or there. This is 1938. First, they came for the unvaccinated. I'm a Jew, of course, and I think that this gave me just a slight understanding of what it felt like to be a Jew in 1938, what's happening today to the unvaccinated. It's disgusting. It's horrific. It is, they're demonizing them. They are just trying to dehumanize them, and they're trying to destroy their lives. And it's a little bit like Nazi Germany in 1938. I never compare anything to the Holocaust because you get in a lot of trouble for that. But I am a Jew. And 1938 wasn't the Holocaust, it was the pre-Holocaust. It was laying the groundwork for what was to come. And I think right now they're laying the groundwork to what is to come. Very scary. We've got a guest right now. He's the CEO of Engineered Tax Services, advised the Trump administration and Congress on the 2017 tax cuts. His name is Julio Gonzalez. And it's a big topic because I'm fired up about this eviction moratorium. It's ridiculous. It's illegal. It is unconstitutional. It tramples states' rights. And most importantly, it's just more example of what I'm saying, that this is 1938. Nobody cares about the law anymore, and the media's behind the lawbreakers, so they won't allow any stories to get out that prove what vicious, horrible lawbreakers the lawbreakers are. They make them out like they're saints and they're on the good guy side. They're Robin Hood. Terrible. Julio Gonzalez, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
I'm good. You're right, though. This is the government illegally creating class of citizens that are going to be permanently dependent on them at the expense of these landlords. It's just horrific.
Did you notice today, I haven't even gotten to it in the show because there's always so many terrible things happening at once. I can't get them all out in a three-hour show. But I saw that they extended another freeze on student loans. So it's like this is an entire nation of freeloaders. My daughter went to Harvard, Julio, and I'm a son of a butcher. I didn't come from any rich family, right? So I worked my way up. My daughter gets into Harvard. I pay, at that time, now it's $85,000 a year. Then it was like $65,000 a year. So I paid $250,000 of green American money to send my daughter to Harvard. They wouldn't give me jack you know what off the bill. I paid the full $250,000, and it almost put me in the poorhouse and brought me down. It's a huge additional bill. But if you happen to be a minority in this country, if you happen to be a transgender in this country, if you happen to be an illegal alien, they'll let you into college free while I pay the full weight. And now if you happen to be paying something, don't pay it. Just keep waiting another year and another year. COVID's out there. It's tough. They don't tell me that on any of my bills or any of my mortgages. I don't get it, Julio. The lawbreakers and the lazy bums get everything free in this country. It's sickening.
Meanwhile, he's going to follow all this up, right? Forgive the student debt. Don't pay your rent and continue to collect unemployment and don't work when jobs are available. Behind it, the infrastructure bill, the human capital, the human redistribution of wealth from taxpayers to non-taxpayers to continue to stay at home, continue not to pay rent, continue to never pay debt on your school and education. And again, this is a massive redistribution from really eliminating the middle class to the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I live in Vegas. Where are you, Julio? I don't even know where you live. You're on the East Coast?
In Florida.
Okay. So I live in Vegas, and you wouldn't believe how crowded Vegas is, and it's crowded with the biggest low-life crowd you've ever seen in your life. You know, and I I'm a son of a butcher, so I come from nothing. So I think I know a thing or two about thugs and low-lives and people that don't look like they work. They look like they're on welfare. They look like drug dealers. The crowd in Vegas is so low class. It's so different than what it was before COVID. It's frightening. It's startling. It's shocking. And I can tell you, my gut says every single one of them is not paying rent to their landlord, and they're using the money they save because they're getting tons of money from the government to not work, and they're getting welfare and food stamps. So they take all the money, and it's like this windfall to them, and they should be saving it for a rainy day. And they're all coming to Vegas to gamble at the craps table. And they're all going to wind up broke with nothing. When this is all over, with all the money they got, there's not going to be one dime left. A bunch of poor people are in Vegas playing poker and craps, and they're losing all the extra money government gave them. Isn't that an amazing story?
It's a horrific story. And listen, it's at the expense of the taxpayers. The taxpayers, and now the administration is going to create more debt, right, through the taxpayer distribution program and really print money. And that's ultimately, it's like going back to the Jimmy Carter days. I mean, we're going to have hyperinflation and the forefront for the Great Depression.
Well, we're not going to have hyperinflation. We have hyperinflation. Julio, it's here. It's here. Have you been to the gas pump lately? Have you seen the price of houses in Vegas? It's incredible. The only good thing about all this madness is, you know, because hyperinflation causes hard assets to rise, you know, this is a time in life to own stocks, gold, and to own, you know, silver and gold, and to own a home. Home's a hard asset. And, of course, the only reason stocks are good is government dumps trillions of dollars from a helicopter on top of Wall Street. They can't lose. So no matter how bad the economy goes, just like under Obama, the market just goes up and up and up. So, you know, I think everyone should be in stocks. They should be in gold and silver and rare coins, and they should buy houses. And I could tell you, my friends in Vegas, in 1 year or maybe a year and a half, houses that were worth $500,000 to $600,000 are now worth $1 million to $1.2 million. It's the most incredible explosion because the whole California is moving here. And you must know what that's like because the whole New York is moving to Florida, right?
How can they stay in New York? We see that with the increased taxes in New York, higher regulations, and they kept the businesses closed. They had to come
right
here. And right, you're seeing
so
that as well. But don't bring the politics from New York here, please.
Yeah. But are your prices exploding in Florida, too, on houses?
They are. But now Biden says, hey, listen, we're going to tax unrealized gains every year. So if you have all these gains and they're unrealized,
boy,
we're going to tax that too, right? We want to get everywhere into the middle class.
Please tell me that can't happen, Julio, because that's the most crazy thing I've ever heard in my entire life. What's an unrealized gain? That's like, you know what that's like? I love betting on sports, right? An unrealized gain would be like, I bet $1,000 on the Dallas Cowboys, and they're leading by 20 points in the fourth quarter, and Biden taxes me on the money I'm going to win, and then the Cowboys wind up losing. How could you be taxed on something you haven't closed on yet? If they happen to lose, you didn't make anything, and they took your money. So if your stock has gone from 20 to 100, Biden wants to take 50% of the money you made from 20 to 100, but next year it goes from 100 back to 20. So how could you possibly do that? If you never sold it, you never made a dime.
Right, and that's his plan. And there's a second infrastructure bill behind the first one coming, is that we're going to tax unrealized gains. We're going to tax that appreciation. Even though you didn't realize the gain, we'll just continue to tax you at the pump, unrealized gains, increase your tax rates, double them for small business owners, for landlords. And that's the plan, right? He wants to create the socialistic community and create this elite and basically the people dependent on the government.
I try and tell people all the time that the super rich are all Democrats because they want high taxes because they don't live on their income. They already have $100 million in the bank or $20 million or $50 million or $200 million. If I had $20 million in the bank and I made $500,000 a year or even $1 million a year, I really wouldn't care if taxes were raised because I've already got $20 million in the bank and a $10 million mansion. All that tax raise will do is it'll destroy my competition, who, if they have to pay higher taxes, will never, ever be able to beat me and get my $20 million in the bank and accumulate any assets at all. So I've got the advantage. So the super rich want major taxes, because you can never tax somebody's assets. You can only tax their income. If you already have $100 million in assets, you're ahead of all the people that are trying to get to where you are. And if somebody taxes them heavily, they're never going to make it to where you are. That's how you kill the competition. Am I far off on that?
You're right on target. And think about this for the landlords, right? They're not getting paid, but they still have to pay what, their bank note, the interest. They have to pay the insurance. They
insurance.
Have to pay the property taxes. They have to pay all
yeah.
this. They're not getting a moratorium. And meanwhile, they're losing their properties. And who's coming in? The elite, the private equity firms. They're buying these properties for pennies on the dollar.
So,
right? And now they're taking
wow.
advantage of the situation at the cost of the middle class.
Wow, there it goes. There it is. I mean, I know
there
a lot of people who are, I know a lot of people, Julio, who are not rich by any means. Matter of fact, I don't think I'm rich by any means, and they're not nearly as rich as me. And I know these people own two or three little condos, or they own two or three little houses in Vegas, not New York or L.A. You know, if you own three houses in New York or L.A., maybe each one's worth $1 million. But in Vegas, they might have bought each house for $100,000, right? And so if you have tenants in those houses who aren't paying, and you owe the mortgage, you owe the insurance, you owe the property taxes, you owe all the little repair bills, you're destroyed. Your life is over. How are we allowing this to happen, the landlords, while we bail out the tenants? It makes no sense.
And it's happening illegally. But it's happening for the private equity firms to come in and buy these houses and control them.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what's happening in Vegas. Yeah, that, I just saw an article the other day in the Vegas newspaper that some giant billion-dollar Wall Street firm came in and bought up like thousands and thousands of houses, rental units inside Vegas. It's happening all the time, yeah. And those are, I never thought about the fact those may be all little guys who all went broke and had to sell their house at a loss or they lost it. I never even thought about that. Julio, we got to run. I'll tell you what. Stay on the line. Don't go yet. Stay on the line. When we get back, I got so much more news to talk about. But I want you to answer one question when we get back. What is your advice to landlords and tenants who cannot pay the rent? Do you have any advice that will help landlords and tenants that are struggling right now and cannot pay the rent? I can't wait to hear Julio Gonzalez's advice. He is he is the CEO of Engineered Tax Services. He advised the Trump administration and Congress on the 2017 tax cuts, and he's a good guy, lives in Florida. That means he's a smart man. Thank God Julio's not dumb and lives in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, where I'm from originally. Everyone's got to get the hell out of those dying places because of taxes, because of liberals, because of regulations, because of the madness of lockdowns, because of vaccine mandates. Julio's a smart guy. He's in Florida. My kind of state. We'll be right back. We'll get Julio's answer when we get back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, continuing with the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Julio Gonzalez is with us. Julio, I just wanted to get in one more quick question. Just, we understand it's unconstitutional to force landlords to not kick people out of their homes who aren't paying any rent, even though they're getting paid tons of money by the government, and the landlord owes his bills, and they're ruining landlords' lives. What's your advice to landlords who cannot pay the rent?
A couple things. One is talk to your bank. See if they can extend the mortgage payments. That's first and foremost. Hold off on paying the taxes because they'll allow that at the federal and state and local level. Those are two things you can do. Three things. A third thing is when you have a loss in real estate, you can take that loss and carry it back and amend previous tax returns to get a refund. And fourth, and maybe most importantly, change the locks. Get them out. Get a tenant that's going to be in there and pay you, and then go fight it in the federal courts because you know what they're doing is illegal.
All right, Julio Gonzalez, CEO of Engineered Tax Services, who advised Trump and Congress on the 2017 tax cuts. Julio, always great having you on the show. Have a great weekend. God bless, my friend.
God bless.
Stay healthy. All right, we've got a caller who is a very interesting character. I've seen in the news here in Vegas that somebody climbed like Spider-Man up one of our biggest hotel towers and I assume was arrested upon arriving at the top of the tower. I don't even know the end of the story, but it was all for the cause of fighting mandates, vaccine and mask mandates. And so we've got Spider-Man on the phone. He decided to call in to the show. Nathan from Las Vegas. Vegas. Nathan, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing great.
So
Nathan,
I assume you're a fan of the show and that's how you found us, yeah? So tell us why you climbed. Was it Aria?
Yeah.
What did you climb?
Yeah, I climbed the Aria. And the goal was to raise awareness for my protest that's happening on August 14th, starting at 8 a.m. in front of the Planet Hollywood Casino, and I realize as a 22-year-old college student with no money, if I wanted to get the word out there and I wanted to get attention, I had to do something that would grab people's attention. Now, I'm a rock climber.
So I was just saying, you must do this for a living.
Really wasn't a character.
Yeah, but you've never climbed a building before.
You know,
have you ever climbed a building?
No, I've never climbed a building, but I really scoped it out, and I picked one that was honestly really easy. To people who don't rock climb, it might look scary and hard, but it felt more like a ladder. And I realized that, you know, other people wouldn't know that. And so it didn't have to be something that was going to put my life at risk. I could pick something that just got attention.
And did you wind up getting arrested when you got to the top? What was the end result?
Yeah, you know, the Las Vegas Police Department, they arrested me and they took me into jail. They were really nice and really respectful, and I just tried to not get in their way. I just said, hey, guys, I'm really sorry. I know I'm asking a lot from you guys, but thank you very much for what you're doing. And, you know, I was out of jail by noon, so that was really, really nice.
Well, I mean, listen, they let murderers out of jail by noon, so I'm glad they let you out by noon. I'm surprised they didn't treat you like the Trump protesters on January 6th. You know, murderers get off and Trump protesters wind up life in prison in isolation. You know, it's just incredible. I'm glad they treated you nicely. You sound like a really nice guy, and I appreciate what you did. But you said for your event coming up on the morning of August 14th in front of Planet Hollywood, what is your event? Is it a protest against mask mandates or vaccine mandates or all mandates?
Well, it's a protest against all of the COVID mandates, and it's really a protest in support of freedom and personal choice. It's something that's really personal to me. My grandfather actually committed suicide during quarantine, and I just feel like if people want to take the risk and that's what's going to make their life more enjoyable, and the masks work great and the vaccines work great, then they should have every right to do so. And if you want to wear a mask to the protest,
wear one.
Feel free to do so. I'm going to tell you you can't. And be kind to those who do wear masks. We need to show people that we are intelligent, we are smart, and peaceful.
I want to ask you,
they should protect you.
All right, so Nathan, I want to ask you about your grandpa, because now you've intrigued me. So your grandfather was how old when he died?
He was old. He was like 80, I think. I can't tell
right.
you exactly.
And he lived by himself?
He was counting once they get a certain age.
All right, but there was no grandma, there was no wife, he lived by himself. So in the quarantine, he died of loneliness, he committed suicide. Well, what's the deal?
Yeah, my grandmother died a couple years ago now, and he was alone. And I want to say I don't know if all these mandates and everything had everything to do with it, but I just like to think that
it certainly
if people
help.
Have the right to go outside and they have the right to live their lives, then maybe it could have ended differently.
Yeah, I mean, you're being honest. You're really bending over backwards to be too fair. Listen, if somebody's lonely and they lost their wife and they're trapped in their house and they're locked down and they can't see their grandkids and they can't see their friends, or the government and the media has made them scared to see their grandkids and their friends, guess what? Suicide happens. And it is because of lockdowns and the loneliness it causes. And it is because of the depression it causes. And it's a terrible thing. And that same person would be alive today, maybe. If they had never gotten COVID, they'd be alive, but they never got COVID and they died anyway because of lockdowns. Terrible thing. Nathan, glad you're scaling buildings like Spider-Man. Thanks, buddy. See you later.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set.
and watch the darkness flee from the light.